Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Fresh calls are mounting for an investigation into the handling of COVID-19 in nursing homes. Recently released correspondence shows how the nursing homes regulator flagged major concerns about the management of coronavirus with the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, during the fourth wave of the virus last autumn. Families and politicians want a full inquiry into nursing home deaths, saying the fact concerns were still being raised so far into the pandemic shows lessons weren't learned. The government is refusing to commit to a full inquiry, saying it's unsure of its merits. Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan has more on this. And Barry, you've been combing through the documents and the correspondence. What do they reveal?
Yeah, and the World Health Organization says Ireland is at the higher end of the scale when it comes to coronavirus deaths in nursing homes. In nursing homes, they account for over 60% of COVID deaths here, the international average, just 25%. And opposition politicians and families have consistently called for a full public inquiry into COVID deaths in nursing homes. Grieving loved ones especially say they can't move on until they know all the facts of what mistakes might have been made. The government, for its part, says it remains unconvinced a full inquiry is needed. However, new correspondence released under freedom of information to the ANTU leader, Pather Tobin, raises fresh questions. In particular, a letter from the head of the state's nursing home regulator to the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, during the fourth wave of the virus in October last year, raising serious alarm about the management of COVID-19 in nursing homes. A letter which Deputy Tobin and families say highlights how lessons weren't learned during the pandemic and copper-facets, they claim, their demands for a full inquiry.
So do we have details on what exactly that letter says?
Yeah, it's from the Chief Executive of the Health Information and Quality Authority, or HICWA, Phelim Quinn, to Minister Donnelly. It's dated the 17th of October 2021. Cast your mind back, this is shortly before a widespread easing of restrictions, such as the reopening of nightclubs, and there had been over 60 COVID-19 outbreaks and over 1,000 infections in nursing homes in the 3 months previous. In it, Phelim Quinn explained how he was extremely concerned about the handling of the pandemic in nursing homes. In particular, he honed in on staffing, writing how, quote, increasingly the HSC have not been able to provide the same level of staffing supports as during waves 1, 2 and 3. Small standalone nursing homes were particularly vulnerable, he said, and he went on to write how, quote, as we approach winter, we are concerned that without the support of the HSE, many nursing homes may struggle to cope during crisis periods, and this will put additional pressures on the HSE. And he went on to explain a scenario where staffing levels in nursing homes could ultimately reduce to such an extent that the care of residents couldn't be assured, and that HICWA would ultimately have to send in the HSE to take control of certain centres.
And in this letter to Stephen Donnelly last October, the head of HICWA also rang alarm bells about nursing homes already battling COVID-19 outbreaks being asked to admit new residents. So what did Phelim Quinn say here?
He confirmed how nursing home providers, quote, recently reported requests to admit residents while their centre is still in a COVID outbreak, albeit to an area in the nursing home not currently affected by the outbreak. Now, the watchdog Mr Quinn explains to Minister Donnelly how admitting residents to a nursing home during an outbreak may place the incoming residents at increased risk of contracting the virus, while at the same time placing even more pressure on the nursing home. He also told the minister how anecdotal reports linked some outbreaks in nursing homes to recently admitted residents. The residents were vaccinated, wrote Mr Quinn, and tested negative prior to admission, but tested positive on re-swabbing following admission.
And on that issue then of testing in nursing homes, what picture was painted on that for Stephen Donnelly?
Phelim Quinn tells Stephen Donnelly how there was, quote, confusion with regard to testing. Providers weren't fully sure what to do for staff and residents when there were confirmed coronavirus cases. And this, remember, in wave 4 of the pandemic. The letter cites two examples of contradictions in testing. One nursing home, which had been in an outbreak from mid-September to mid-October when this letter was penned, it site hadn't had all of its staff and residents tested, but another centre had all of its 153 residents and 164 staff tested within 3 days of the onset of its outbreak. Ultimately, Mr. Quinn tells the minister that rapid testing was a key tool to stem the spread of COVID-19 in nursing homes, but that there was, at the time of writing, confusion and anxiety among nursing homes at the national moves away from this process in October 2021.
So what we've learned there then is HICWA was raising very serious alarm bells during the fourth wave of the virus last October. And we also know, obviously, that nursing homes went on to have a very challenging couple of months. But what now about the significance of this letter?
Well, that's the question I put to the ANTHU leader, Pather Tobin.
We know for a fact that the nursing homes were the epicentre of the COVID crisis. We know that they were the ground zero, if you like, of most of the deaths that happened during COVID. The majority of people who died after catching COVID, either in a nursing home or a hospital. We know that there were major mistakes made. And through this whole process, we in ANTHU have been calling for the government to carry out a proper full investigation of what happened. And the purpose of that investigation was to analyse what mistakes were made, to learn from those mistakes and to make sure that they wouldn't happen again. The government has refused to do that so far, which is incredible. They are talking about a review, but a review that's not going to call people like the CMO or Paul Reid or even the ministers before it.
In terms of the October 2021 correspondence, this during the fourth wave of COVID-19, this after all the fatalities you had in the 12 to 18 months previously in nursing home settings, what questions does it raise for you that alarm bells were still being rang at this stage?
There's no doubt that nothing was learned. There's no doubt that the system wasn't in place to respond to the crisis that was necessary. And there's no doubt that staff were put under pressure and residents were put at risk. The most vulnerable were put into the most exposed situations. And the frustration I have in terms of this would be that, for example, the government collected a database of 70,000 people who put their names forward, you know, for the Be On Call for Ireland recruitment drive. And only a handful, I think about 400 people from that whole database were ever contacted. Even as late as last October now, we have from this document evidence to show that the people who were tasked with caring for the most vulnerable in society were still struggling to get the necessary staff that they needed.
The government and the HSE might argue your commentary is unfair. After all, the HSE's CEO, Paul Reid, in correspondence you'd obtained previously, said there was nothing to worry about in terms of staffing in nursing homes.
And this conflicts directly from the evidence on the ground. There are examples of nursing homes contacting relations of residents, asking them to come in and help feed those residents. There's examples of nursing homes going on to the likes of Facebook and, you know, putting out there for people to step forward and help in their times of crisis. So it is really critical now that the government stop trying to stonewall a proper investigation here. Unfortunately, we're going to see wave and after wave of COVID into the future. And if nothing was learned, even in the fourth wave in last October, in terms of the crisis in staffing, well, then we need to draw a line under that. We need to make sure that we have all the staff necessary to protect residents in nursing homes in the future. And that can only be done if there's accountability. It can only be done if there is a very clear understanding of what went wrong.
So calls for a full inquiry into the nursing home deaths. What happens next?
Well, TDs are due to vote on whether to hold a commission of investigation into nursing home deaths in the coming weeks. And Pather Tobin, who we heard there, he alluded to, has obtained a tranche of correspondence, which he says raises serious concerns about COVID in the nursing home sector. In particular, he points to correspondence from 2020, which I have seen, which shows that in some cases, the HSE CEO, Paul Reid, didn't respond to the Minister for Older People, Mary Butler, for a full month after she wrote to him over staffing concerns in nursing homes. When he did respond, he told the minister that there was nothing to worry about and that the HSE would always continue to provide staffing supports to nursing homes. But families, grieving loved ones, they want answers too and say a review of the entire sector is needed. The Nursing Homes Quality Initiative is a group representing residents and their families. Its spokesperson is Annette Condon.
We believe that COVID has really served to reveal the underlying cracks in the existing system. A recent report indicated that more than a quarter of nursing homes inspected in the latest round of regulatory checks by HICWA were found to be in breach of three or more healthcare regulations. And we regard this as unacceptable. And we believe that an external independent evaluation of the system and its underlying structures needs to be undertaken as a matter of urgency.
The correspondence that I have seen that has been released shows that HICWA was flagging major concerns about the management of the pandemic in the most recent wave back in October. And yet it seemed very little was done about it. And what does that say about the regulator itself? Does it have enough teeth, do you think?
You know, it's impossible for HICWA to be in every nursing home every day of the week. They should really engage with relatives and also encourage staff to whistleblow, because we can be their best defence on the ground. Thousands of older people who died in nursing home care, they died without, in many cases, without the comfort of loved ones with them. They also died without full access to the medical care that one would expect to receive in a hospital. We owe it to those people and their families to conduct a full investigation.
Any word from the government on this, Barry?
Well, a spokesperson from the Department of Health points to the expert panel report into the nursing home sector and how the pandemic was handled. And he went on to say as well that the situation in nursing homes continues to be monitored closely, and the establishment and parameters of any broader review or evaluation following the pandemic would be a matter for the government to decide on at the appropriate time. The HSC, for its part, defends its record in handling the pandemic in nursing homes.
Barry Linehan, thank you very much. We'll take a break.